This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, two fumbles tonight, one for each guy. And that's caught here. And Marcus Jones inside the 20. Marcus Jones down the sideline. Touchdown.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
I don't know if anyone bet Marcus Jones' first touchdown or if it was even offered, but yeah, that's the thing that happened last night.
Was it offered?
Night football. Is he like the fast? Is he like Usain Bolt?
What? I don't know if he's like Usain Bolt, but the other thing is everyone on the Patriots is so slow. If Marcus Jones is running, does he look like Usain Bolt? Really,
I'll tell you what, like I said in the last segment, the Patriots need to have Tyquan Thornton and Marcus Jones and Vermondre Stevenson on the field every offensive snap the rest of the year. You have to have some threat of speed out there. They have none of it otherwise on that offense. So hopefully you took some Marcus Jones props last night. And if you didn't, the good news is this. Our pal Brad Evans is going to join us in a second here, giving you winning prop bets for week 13 in the NFL. But we want to promote everything else we've got coming up. Sam Panayotovich coming up next hour, giving us picks for college football in the NFL. We will know the World Cup bracket, the knockout stage bracket as we move along here shortly. These games will be over and we will discuss it. We will give you all our futures thoughts, what we think is going to happen in the knockout stage. Lockmiss, Ken's entire college football card, Dave Wanstead still to come, Rob Pozzola still to come, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight and for week 13 NFL Sunday. But joining us right now on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line, the aforementioned, the great Brad Evans. The Phoenix is a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Follow Brad on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. You can check out his work with Bally Sports. Does tremendous job for them. Talking sports betting, talking fantasy football, and Live on the Line is outstanding sports betting television show, sponsored, of course, by the great people at the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM. Brad, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. Hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving. How you doing?
I've only been wearing pregnancy jeans since consuming about 10,000 calories on Thanksgiving. So I'm getting closer to my normal weight, but screw it. It's a holiday season officially. Bring on the calories and bring on the tequila because I'm going to need a lot of it with my Alana in action against Maryland on the road tonight.
Yeah, got to get a college hoops pick from Brad at the end of the show. As he mentioned, Maryland and Illinois, both teams ranked in the top 25. A fun game tonight. A couple other fun games tonight, too. Maybe we'll get a bet before the end of the show. Brad, for props, there's like a really obvious place to start here. So let's just start with Chiefs and Bengals because the total's astronomical versus the other totals on the board, about 53 now in the market. So the total's been bet up a little bit over the course of the week. Chiefs, about a 2-point favorite, and that's been pretty stationary the entire time. Side, total, props, one of the games of the week, maybe the game of the week. Chiefs and Bengals, what do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to go same game parlay. We're straight out of the box here. A four-legger, and it pays plus 160 at BetMGM on all these legs. Joe Burrow, 250-plus. Joe Burrow, 2-plus passing touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes, 270-plus. And Patrick Mahomes, also 2-plus passing touchdowns. I think these are highly achievable props for both these guys. Each one of them has done it 6 times in a given week, so it's not unfathomable. It's not a rarity by any stretch of the imagination. We know the shortcomings of the secondaries of both these teams. Kansas City giving up 22 passing touchdowns this season and nearly 255 pass yards per game to signal caller. Cincinnati, better. They've only allowed 10 passing touchdowns, but Mahomes slices and dices and dissects the opposition, whether throwing to Kelsey exclusively, or to Juju Smith-Schuster. Sky Moore's gotten more involved. Justin Watson, he just got such a bevy of weapons, and he's so brilliant in his execution that I think this four-legger is going to hit. Now, I haven't seen a prop yet out on receiving yards because we're waiting for injury news, whether Mixon is going to be back in the lineup or it's going to be Samaje Perine yet again out of the backfield. But whatever the receptions are, whatever the receiving yards on either one of those running backs, I will be waging on the over, maybe slap it together as well with a little bit of a lower threshold on a same game parlay, get it at plus money, because one of the biggest areas of vulnerability for Kansas City is in short field coverage, particularly to backs who are leaking out of the backfield into the flat. They just are allergic to defending those guys. So Perine and Mixon should do some dealing as pass catchers.
We can't wait for the Chiefs and the Bengals coming up in the afternoon window, coming up week 13 NFL Sunday. Also can't wait in that window for the Miami Dolphins visiting San Francisco to take on the 49ers. San Francisco about a 4-point home favorite, total in the game around 47, about 46 and a half. Brad, are you expecting offensive fireworks here with Mike McDaniel taking on his old teacher, Kyle Shanahan? What do you think we see here, Dolphins and Niners?
Yeah, a whole lot of pew, 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 shoot out a peel in this game. Yeah, I think there's going to be fireworks. I think there's going to be bottle rockets shot all over the field from the arm of Jimmy Garoppolo, from the arm of Tua Tagovailoa as well. The pair of props I really like are on the Miami side in particular. I've got Jaylen Waddle on the over 66.5 receiving yards in this game. San Francisco secondary is, I wouldn't say stellar, they're solid. There are some weaknesses in certain areas, and Waddle just really dissects you in underneath coverage over the middle of the field. I think Tyreek Hill, if I had a lean on his prop, ballooned a little bit, I would probably take the under on it, but I love Trent Sherfield, and I know that's a name you haven't even remotely thought about. You're like, oh, what about Tyreek? What about Waddle? What about Mark Duper? Who is this Sherfield cat? Well, he's been playing in the slot primarily, 44.9% of the time. Also lines up a little bit outside, but it's in those slot snaps where he can really take advantage of this San Francisco defense, which has allowed 100-plus passer rating in those instances to assignments. So Sherfield, who's hit the over on his 22.5 receiving yards in 5 straight games, I think he extends the streak to 6, bar none. Not only my favorite prop in this game, but bar none, my favorite prop on the board that I've seen so far in the entirety of week 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Favorite prop on the Trent Sherfield, dropping some other former Miami Dolphins references. Irving Fryer, bad over receiving yards. That's my favorite bet in the game. Brad, another game with a really high total.
Mark Clayton. I thought we would get Mark Clayton yeah. reference with Mark Cooper.
I was trying to go like really obscure. That's good but obscure. That's where I was going. Brad, another game with a really high total. This Jags Lions game. I know you have a bunch of props in this game too. Nick and I have talked about this game a lot this week. Whether the Jags have kind of turned the corner, maybe for the final third of the season, and Trevor Lawrence is going to start playing a lot better, and the Lions have played much better, obviously, the last 4 or 5 weeks. That's up for kind of actually a really interesting game, even though the two teams kind of stink from a record standpoint. Pick is the number on the board. Total in the game is 51. How about the Jags and Lions on Sunday?
Yeah, I got way too much action in this game, so something is bound to fail. So bear with me on a few of these, but I love an SGP to start. I'm going to take Jared Goff, 225-plus pass yards, and correlate, synergize, bring it all together. If I like him on that prop, who's going to throw the rock primarily to? Amon-Ra St. Brown at 60-plus receiving yards. These are both lower thresholds, so you get it minus 105. You put those together at BetMGM, and I think this one could hit. You look at the splits for Jared Goff. They've been off the charts when he is at home. He likes the creature comforts of Ford Field. He likes the fast track there. And Jacksonville, a team that has given up 257.8 pass yards per game to opposing signal callers and 7.3 pass yards per attempt. So very achievable for him to get to 225, which he has done here in 8 of 11 games. Hey, look at St. Brown. I mean, the guy is seeing 8.8 targets per game. The workload is redonkulous. Number 8 in Yak, he's been over in 4 of his last 5. Now the slot, look at the coverage against this Jacksonville defense. They've allowed a 93 passer rating to slot assignment. So I like that one quite a bit. Brock Wright is a really low threshold to potentially cross here on 12.5 receiving yards. He is a primary tight end in this Detroit offense post TJ Hockenson dealing in Minnesota. He's running right around 15 routes a game. All I need is one, maybe two catches max. And if you can get that against a defense of Jacksonville that's given up nearly 6 receptions per game to the tight end position, I believe this will cash. And the other one I absolutely love is DeAndre Swift, over 20.5 receiving yards. He's netted 15 routes or more run in a game in 5 of 8 contests this season. He usually gets around 3 catches in a given week. He's number 12 in yards per route run, number 12 in yards per reception. And Jacksonville, listen to this, guys, has allowed 6.2 receptions, 45.8 receiving yards to running backs. So they've allowed 8 guys hit the over on this, meaning reaching 21 yards or more. And I think Swift will only add his name to that list.
And DeAndre Swift, it feels like finally like fully healthy now, also not on the injury report for the Detroit Lions. One more question here for Brad Evans here. Brad on Twitter at Noisy Wave Us with Nick and Ken. You better, you bet. Brad, any bet that we have not yet mentioned, any prop that you like, a side or a total? We have about 90 seconds here. Anything else that you really like for this weekend in the National Football League?
Oh, pull up a chair. Let's go to the Chubb Club, man. It's bottle service for everybody. Why? Because he's facing Houston, for crying out loud, who refuses to defend the running back position. 5.15 yards per carry allowed, 144.3 rush yards per game. Let's do a Chubb same game parlay. He scores a touchdown, and he gets 85-plus rush yards, plus 130. Take my money, BetMGM. As a result, Chubb, one of the league leaders in yards after contact per attempt and missed tackle rate. He is going to have a field day. He is going to feast, making it on Yeho, strong pour stat at the Chubb Club this weekend.
Brad, awesome stuff, man. We love having you on the show. We sincerely appreciate it. Before we let you get out of here, you got to give us a college basketball winner for tonight. Brad, what do we like tonight in the college hardwood?
Let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the Pentagon in a neutral court game. I like the Zags. I know they have been inconsistent defensively, but that definitely applies to Baylor, who is north of 70 in defensive efficiency. I think this entire team is just going to put up buku points. Could be 85-plus final tally for the Zags as they cover. I got it at 1.5. It's up to 2.5, and I'd still play it at Gonzaga minus 2.5.
I love it here, and hopefully this one goes better for the Zags in the national championship game did against Baylor. Brad, we appreciate it, brother. Stay well. Check them out, Bally Sports, live on the line. Great sports betting television show presented by BetMGM, and again on Twitter at Noisy Wave. Let's enjoy the games. We'll talk to you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Our pal Brad Evans joining us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Good stuff from Brad. Good stuff from Cameroon. Cameroon have gone up on Brazil 1-0. Now, it's not going to impact anything yet.
Right.
But let's see if anything crazy can happen at the end of the Switzerland-Serbia game right now, which is the players have been like, they've been going at it for a while here. This is a really chippy game here. We are in extra
Absolutely.
Time.
I mean, this is like the result of all time for Cameroon. They're going to beat Brazil. Like, who cares if it's backups? It's the World Cup, and you beat Brazil. I mean, that's insane. No wonder that guy took his shirt off.
Also, he's ripped. I would do that too.
If right? Yeah. Now, again, no wonder he took his shirt off.
Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We'll start at football bets for the weekend with our pal Sam Panayotovich.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.